That's not allowed. And because of this, nothing happens to the person whom we are criticizing. But our circulation of blood is stopped. Or clots are formed. And clot means hurry bowl. There is no time then. Clot enters your heart or somewhere, blocks your nerve. There is no time for bypass or anything. You pass away, there's no bypass. etc. Please, our responsibility is very great. It's not to dwell in these lower modes. We are forcing ourselves to be deceased by this thing. I'll guarantee you that if you try to be always in the mode of goodness, which is very difficult, then you will have minimum disease, maybe. Body is there, disease may be there. But it will not trouble you too much. Please, please take it. And in order to come to this Mangalarti stage, or to this mode of goodness stage, this process has got to be followed. To that extent, we should be careful about this thing. That if you are not able to get up at 4:30, it doesn't matter. You fix your time for Mangalarti. Everybody should fix their own time. Maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7. Doesn't matter what. But you please sing something. And I would go that far that even if you can't perform Mangalarti in the morning, you come in the afternoon and perform Mangalarti. But don't miss Mangalarti. Please. The process is very flexible. Brahma Muhurta is best that we have to follow. But suppose someday we can't follow, then it doesn't matter. At 3 o'clock, or Mangalarti is at 3 o'clock. And that will give the same effect. Anytime. Na niyamita smaranena kala. That's our process, isn't it? What is it? Nam namakari bahudha nijasatu sakti tatarapita niyamita smaranena kala. There is no rule, definite rule. That doesn't mean that everybody now should be erratic in performing. Please don't take it that way. But we can be loose in that respect also, to that extent. Somehow the enakena prakarena Mangalarti should be there. And try to sing Sansara Dhavana, try to sing Tulsiyati. And you will be forced to be in mode of goodness. Instead of just lingering on in the lower modes, is far more better and helpful for our health. At least for our own good, we should try to perform this Chaitanya Manovishtam. And then not only that Manovishtam, what is due to him, that we have to follow anyway before we give it to others. Otherwise people see us, they don't hear, only hear. Somebody has carried on research here in this country and they have written that by hearing, the hearers, by hearing, the person learns 7% only. And by associating with the speaker, they learn 35% more. And by following the instruction, they learn the 100%. Please. And we all have to preach sometime or the other. Give the directions to our younger ones or whoever we come in contact with. This is Chaitanya Manovishtam. And then we have got to be initiated in this process. So again, we are all initiated by Prabhupada. The day we read his book, he comes in our life. More in the second chapter of first canto, this initiation is described by Prabhupada, by Shukadeva Goswami. He has given us the formula, you know, how to get initiated by Prabhupada. Yeah, what is it? Yasvanubhavam akhila shruti saramekam adhyatma deepam atiti tirshatam tamundam sansarinam karunayaha purana guhyam tam vyasasanam upayami gurum munina. The Sudha Goswami sings this verse. And Sudha Goswami was the authority to recommend to whom to worship and how to be initiated in him. please. We have so many gurus at the moment also. They will all follow this pattern. And that is the Prabhupada's previous acharya's initiation instructions. They flow through us. This is how the process had to be worked out. And this verse makes it very clear. He said there is one thing with us, everybody of us have. And what is it? Yeah, those people, swa anubhava, they have their own experience. You are working in different fields, you are married or unmarried or hankering after marriage or whatever. Some experience is there. Everywhere, the experience is there. Apart from this experience, as we very well know from the Shastras, that at the time of the death, if the devotional service is incomplete, we have to take our subtle body with us. And subtle body wraps our soul and takes it to the other body according to our karma and under the supervision of Krishna. This again we have learned. So not only that we have the intelligence belonging to this life, but we are carrying so much impressions from the previous lives. So all these impressions are there and experiences are there. All these experiences are on one hand, on the one side of the coin. And the second of the side of the same coin, Sudh Goswami Swami says, Shruti Saram Ekam. We have Shruti Saram. Samudhutri Saram. They request Sudh Goswami, please, you are the learned man. You take out the essence of all Srimad Bhagavatam and present to us the Shruti Saram Ekam. So we have essence in concentrated form with us. Now our experience and the Shruti Sar, they have to be combined. This is the first instruction. Everybody is initiated like this. Their experience and the same time the essence of the scriptures are before us. Bhagavatam was very difficult to understand. But Sri Prabhupada has chewed for us and had converted Bhagavatam into semi-liquid essence. And just you put in the mouth and just move the jaws and you will be able to swallow. This is our position. So Shruti Sar is given. We have the experiences also. Please join them together. And see whether our experiences fit into the Shruti Sar that we have to evaluate. And if not, then we have to turn to that point wherein we can fit in our experiences to Shruti Sar. And that is the process of purification. By just going through the essence and mixing our experience with the essence of the Shastras, you get them so much knowledge that you will never be moving. Completely fixed. Bhakti vade bhagavati bhakti muttama shloke bhaktir bhaneshti nashta prayesho avadrishu. All the bad experiences are completely barred. Only the experiences which fit into Shrutis are, we carry on further. So it's all filtered. Our behavior also depends upon the previous experiences. So we filter it by this process. And this filtering process is the start of our realizations. Unless you filter, the whole thing, rubbish will also flow. So in order to separate the rubbish, we have a nice filter. And then as soon as it filters through Shruti Sar with our purified experience, then it gives you the purified living. And this is the start of initiation. And as soon as you decide that now I have to be ready for initiate, you know, beginning. And this process is not for a day of the initiation, but every day you have to initiate yourself. That is real initiation. Otherwise, you say, I have got guru, all right, forget about the whole thing. I mean, forget about me, I'm finished. That is not initiation. It's not once. That gives you some process. And every day you have to follow Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Otherwise, we will not get the result. Unless we fit in our experiences, with the Shrutisar will not get the result. And as soon as you come to this stage, then again he takes us further. This is how the initiation process eternally flows. And eternal flow is from previous acharyas also. So maybe coming from Brahma, Vyasdevan, etc. The same eternal flow is coming. And this eternal flow is very nicely described in this verse. Please. He says, Yaha Swanu Bhavam Akhila. So my anubhav, now maybe some dirty things are there, but now they are purified because of the touch of the Shruti Sar. And we very well know that Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. So our experience has the touch of Krishna. And because the touch of Krishna is there, it purifies. And not only it purifies, but it becomes highly active. That is the secret of this. Touch of Krishna drives away the lethargy from our being. And as soon as we stop being lazy, we have to be very active. And we have the active principle in our body. So if you have the real active principle of the body, why are you sleeping? Why are you lazy? Why do you think that the process is not working? It's only you are stopping yourself. This is the point of initiation. If you don't stop, your active principle has to go on. And it will be very active. Because you are running after the highly active Supreme. How much active he should be? If he sleeps, it's all Hari Bol. We don't have this planet also. Our America is gone, our India is gone, everything is gone. Please, please. Try to understand this initiation point. And then as soon as you are successful in purifying your existence, then mysteriously, I don't know how, but the result is there. And that is Adhyatma Deepam Atiti Tirshatam Tamundam. In your own existence, the transcendental lamp of knowledge, Adhyatma Deepam, is a tremendous transcendental lamp, is rekindled. It was there, but it was extinguished. So this is a rekindling process. Because we are very serious about it. Very easy to understand. Our good or bad experiences we have filtered through Shrutisar and they are purified. As soon as they are purified, the next stage is out there without our asking. And that is the transcendental lamp of knowledge rekindles in our being. Our whole behavior becomes beautiful, you know. And as soon as the lamp of knowledge is there, we completely become blissful. And there is an ocean of difference between happiness and bliss. Bliss is much, 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 much more than happiness. Happiness is temporary. As soon as this happens, that the lamp is rekindled, then what? Adhyatma Deepam, and it gives us the capacity to Atiti Tirshadam. You can cross over. Atiti Tirshadam. And what you can come? The blinded darkness of ignorance. We are completely in a blinded darkness of ignorance. This Shrutisar and our own experience, we have filtered our experience, they are purified and they are really helping us as a fuel for our Adhyatma Deep, for our transcendental lamp. And because it is unlimited lamp, it goes on burning. So the definite effect is on our behavior. Now we can very easily cross over the lower modes. Tamo and Dham. Tamo Guna and Rajoguna. We completely cross over. And at least we come to the material mode of goodness, if not further. We should really try to go to the purified goodness. But at least we are in a goodness. And as soon as you come to goodness, the whole process is written in your body. That we don't know. There is very intimate connection between the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and our being, our healthy body. As soon as you disobey something somewhere, the disease is there. And that's why these doctors also many times claim, you know, that we are treating you, he cures. They are very correct. They treat and he cures. And he means his instructions. He is very well present in Bhagavatam. He is very well present in, is really speaking, he himself is Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. It's not different. We are discussing here, himself is here. Otherwise, how can this transcendental knowledge be imparted? It's not my capacity. I have the same skin, brain, bones and everything. Out of these material things, how the transcendental things come out? They don't change at all. As soon as you come to this conclusion, our whole being is transcendental again. Our body is never material. And this connection has got to be continuously connected. This light is shining here, was continuously connected to the power house through the meter. As soon as the connection is cut, the bulb will appear as a bulb, but it won't have any potency. There is our thing also. There are so many innumerable human beings. They look like us, you know, two hands, two legs. But our consciousness, Krishna's mercy, Prabhu's mercy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, that to some extent we are on the process of purifying. To that extent, we are completely different. Please, please remember this. Adhyatma Deepam Atiti Tirshandam Tamandam. Repeat now. It is Brahma Sita lyric. Yaswam Akhila. All, you know, Akhila. Shrutisaram Ekam Adhyatma Deepam Atiti Tirshatam Tamundam. Then we come to the third stage. It's very logical, you know. And this is the initiation process. No doubt that with the Pranipata and Ashrila is there, that you fall down and your submissive inquiries are there. But after the inquiries, what happens is described in this. And it's alright. We are initiated, we are done. But unless this process we undergo, that initiation also is null and void. Please be serious about these things. And don't neglect for a single second. There is Nityam Bhagavata. Regularly, you know, Nityam. This, then, is null and void. See, we are, frankly speaking, we are swimming against the current. The current is sense gratification. And plenty of it, flow is going on. But we people have decided that we don't want to go to the, with the popular current. So we are swimming against the current. And those who are swimmers, they know, if you have to swim against the current, how much you have to struggle just to keep yourself afloat. And then maybe after so much struggle, you may go an inch ahead. And if you stop, then you think, alright, I now take rest. So I'll be here, you know. But no, we are wrong. You're not there. The current will go down, take you down. So you're gliding down. As soon as you stop, the gliding down process continues. And those who can't keep up, very serious and hard struggle, instead of going a bit ahead, they find themselves at the end, you know. And they're surprised, hey, I was standing for 20 years, where is it gone? Why haven't you stopped? And stopping means you glide down with the current. And stop means you are consumed by a sense gratification process. That's without saying. Either you are with this or that, not in between. And we do that. Oh, after so many mangalas, I have performed, it doesn't matter now, I don't attain. When you don't attain, you go to glide down. Go to hell. Please. These hellish conditions must be stopped. And for that, continuous struggle has got to be continued. Otherwise you lose. This is instruction of Sudha Goswami. That we continue to come on. Adhyatma Deepam Atiti Tirshatam Tamandam. Unless the lamp is rekindled and always burning, cross over the Tamandam, the lower modes of the material nature. Otherwise we are consumed by the Gunavarmi Chakram. It is. What is it? Gunavarmi Chakram? Yada Prati Nivritta Gunavarmi Chakram. Atma Prasad Utayatra Guneshwa Sangha Kaivalya Sammat Patasva Ataya Bhakti Yoga Ko Nirvito Harikatha Suviratim Nakuriya. Very good. You know better, son. Here it is said, Yada Prati Nivritta, completely retired, We retire maintenance from the office. Even then he goes to the office. Arumani, you are retired. He said, no, since last 35 years I'm going. So I'll give, continue going. You are retired, just keep away. That's it. But we don't do that. Retirement means I must go and see the building and come back. This is not allowed. This is from Gunavarmi Chakram, the waves of the material nature and the whirlpools. Waves are alright sometime maybe. But if you are entangled in the whirlpool, you go round and round and round, don't flow either that side nor this side. This is Gunavarmi Chakram. This is all three modes of material nature. There are millions and millions of combinations and they stop us to cross over this tama and dham process. And this is what we have to learn in the initiation process. And as soon as you come to this stage, then you are ready. So then Sutta Goswami instructs you that I have heard from Sukadeva Goswami that please, now you have to work. Struggle is going on. But side by side the duty is there. And it's a real, real test of our Krishna consciousness. How far we have, how far we are going on it seriously, and how far we are following the instructions of the previous acharyas. Here he says, sansarinam karunayaha. Now you have to perform this duty. Sansarinam. Sansari, we are all sansaris. We are completely entangled into the process of birth, death, disease and old age and threefold misery. These seven things are after us. We can avoid sansari. And this all except without exception we are sansaris. Then for sansari, sansari nam karunaya, to be merciful to those these sansaris. Aha, you please speak out to the loudest speech. What is it? Purana Guyam. This mysterious Puran, Bhagavatam. This is the instruction of the previous Ajaya. But demonstrated to us. And here he comes and he doesn't give only the philosophy but very much practical type right to it. That's why he established the temple communities, these preaching programs and everything. And here because of his mercy we are here today. Please, please, how can you go away an inch from Prabhupada that I don't understand. We are not going enough to him. He is still, as he writes, he is still for 10,000 years in his books. And really his books are live books. They speak with us. We don't read. The books speak. We have this experience. Anybody comes after reading, he says, is he alive? He is speaking to me. Really he speaks. He convinces in a very simple language. As a small boy, where we are spiritually completely infant. The more you are in touch with him, the more he will bestow his mercy. And sarva sansari nam karuna yaha purana guhyam. And if you follow this, then you can also take the place of guru. You are going to somebody and you are explaining to him. So they are attracted to you. They are doing your they are following your instructions. Our what is his name? Your dad had prepared some prasadam, you know, and he wanted to offer it to the deities in mandir. So nice gulab jambu were there and what was it? You don't know. Oh, the American son. Same house he stayed. He was with the dad, but he said, what to do? Anyway, son, my Lord, this, he had prepared some sweets, you know, he wanted to offer. And you were, I think you were graduated. There was a party for you. And you forced him to come to the temple, I think. So somehow or other, you both came there. You don't remember. I remember it. What is your name?
Ajay.
You know, you can't be conquered. We'll leave you alone. So this, he brought all the prasadam to be offered. And somehow there were Parjanya Maharaj always roams about there. near the deity he is there, but his duty is just to watch. So they accidentally they met Prajna Bharat. So Prajna saw something they were carrying. He said, "What is it?" He said, "Prasad water to the Lord." "Yes," he said. "Would you help us to offer?" Prajna was very hard with him. He said, "Are you, these things are cooked in your kitchen?" "Yes, where to cook? We have cooked in our kitchen." "Is your kitchen without non-veg preparations?" "No, no," he said, "sometimes we eat, but today because we are cooking for Krishna, we didn't use anything like that." "No," he said, "you can't offer." And Prajna Maharaj's voice, you know, and he hears and goes to the urinal. So that says him thinking, you know, that man was very good, our Sarveshwar Prabhu. He's very nice by nature. So he said, "If I can't offer my preparation to Krishna, then there must be something serious wrong with me." So he thought, "What's wrong?" He said, "I'm still eating meat and fish." So then and there, he decided, "Now from today, nothing will be cooked in our kitchen. This is Sansarinam Karunaya." And 3-4 people, their 2 brothers, sister, mother, Sarveshwar Prabhu, very nice family. Immediately he decided that I shouldn't do that. And since then, the kitchen is completely clean. Now devotees go there, cook and eat prasadam nicely. So this is the Sansarinam Karunaya. How much Prajna Maharaj might have thought or about this thing. And like a ghost, he just moves about around. And whoever comes, he talks to him, corrects them, and they follow. Because his way is very nice, you know. He's very strong in telling, but he's very humble. "You can't offer," he said. Then he said, "What to do? We have our cooked." He says, "Outside there is a cupboard. You keep it there and you serve the devotees." Yeah. "Please, just to clean the kitchen is a difficult task for us. If we go without any sadhana or without any our standing, we will not be able to tell them. But we know that we have combined our experiences with the Shruti Sar. We have tested them, we have purified them, and the transcendental lamp of knowledge is rekindled in our body. So our figure is changed, and then we are able to cross over all the lower modes, and this the hearers recognize." From just smiling at each other. I really simply don't think about it. Yes, right. Gol tarbuz is a mudikra. I don't know. Once we were in some gym, and the exercise is going on. So I asked them, "What is this exercise?" just says, "This is cheek exercise." And why they require cheek exercise? Because your cheeks are very stuff, you know, like a banana. And banana is alright, but like a rotten banana. Somewhere big, somewhere small. Something dripping in. Please. Just to smile at each other. This body always may be diseased, but they get clear immediately. There also we are helped. Maybe sometime something is detected that you have this disease. But it may change immediately, you know. Everything is changing in this material world. So our disease will not change. Everything is changing. You are 2-year boy, 4-year boy, 10-year boy. Where are they gone? And now also this body, if I am lucky to see you after 20 years, my body will completely rubbish and your maybe also on the way. Because changing is there. Change is the word here. And that's why it is known as Mrityu Loka. Everybody is going ahead for destruction. So change is a must here. And if change is a must, our disease will not change. This is logical understanding. So please, maybe somebody detects your state, disease. Don't worry. It is going to change. Something will happen. And what the end result of disease? That we may die. We people are not ready to die. That's why you run after the medicines and so many operations and this and that. And as soon as we come to this conclusion, the sansari nam karuna yaha, the experienced people whose experience is completely purified, they guide us in this direction. And they make one thing, that they prepare us very successfully to meet our end of the body. That is the thing. And then as soon as we remember the end, and as soon as we are ready for our end, then our whole lifestyle completely purifies. This is the effect of sansarinam karunayaha purana guhyam. And in Bhagavatam, if you really seriously read, 75% of the verses are touching our day-to-day behavior. And parts of verses, they describe Krishna. So how much more Vyas Bhagavan also was worried about our behavior. Every verse has the practical side. As soon as you come to the verse, it must have some practical implication. Otherwise the verses have no meaning for us. We don't want to just in a cuckoo's land. You know? No. We should be completely on the ground. And as soon as this instruction is there, that yes, svanubhavam, our experiences, our behavior is completely dirty. It should be matching with the Shruti Saram, and then it should be purified. Then continuous lamp should go on. So again the impure things won't come in our life. And if you are doing that, then you have the capacity to cross over the difficult stages of the modes. And as soon as you are there, you are fit. And karunayaha purana guhyam. And suppose this process for somebody is very long, lengthy or laborious or whatever. Then again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there to give the shortcut. Don't worry, sir. Don't worry at all. Start chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And if you think that you are not purified, stand for 24 hours. Don't go anywhere. This is the way. As soon as you chant the Puri Cheto Dharma Madhana, this is shortcut. So please don't get scared that how, where are my experiences and how to join in this desire and how to rekindle the lamp and how to cross over. No, don't worry at all. You please chant sincerely. And again, there is a process. We have Mangalati, we have Tutsi Puja there. So you chant and then read Bhagavad, you will understand more. If we chant two rounds even, we understand more because it gives us the transcendental intelligence. And it's the lift, Prabhupada says. Don't go through this long process. But to understand that what is the transformation takes place in us, and whether it is beneficial to us or not, we must try to go through these things. At least those who try to preach others. And as soon as you come to this stage, then yunjanevam sadatmanam yogi vigata kalmasha sukhena brahma samsparja atyantam sukhamashanti Bhagavad Gita. Then we come to the stage, either by chanting or by going through this process. We have studied and we have done everything. In order to fix ourselves in chanting also, we have to study. Unless you know, your mind will be wandering here and there. So don't worry about it. Just try to study one verse and it will give you the capacity to fix yourself, your mind, on chanting. And as soon as you do this, please go on chanting. Even if your mind wanders, go on chanting. And if you do it again and again and again, everything will be auspicious in the end. And this, as soon as we understand this, then we come to this stage in Bhagavad Gita. Anjanevam sadatmanam yogi vigata kalmashah. Very easy. Yunjan evam
sada
atmanam yogi vigata kalmashah sukhena brahma smarsh sparshajam Sukham Ashnuti. It's very nice. 6 to 8 words are there. He says, Yunjan evam sada atmanam, always sada, in all circumstances and space and time. Sada atmanam, yourself. Yunjan, devote yourself to the practice of the process. You are given the process again. Please start from chanting. If your mind doesn't fix, again go to the scriptures. Again go to Sri Prabhupada's writing. You make even small book, even one book, coming back or whatever, and study that book alone. It will give you the same effect. This is Yunjan Evam Sada Atmanam. Always you please devote yourself to this practice. Then the question is our practical life. That he says that always you do these activities. How to do it? Because we have to spend some time in the work of the maintenance. So this is again, we go to Bhagavatam, we again go to Prabhupada. And once there was, Prabhupada was giving lecture about, so my, he might have talked about vegetarianism. And there was a butcher in the congregation. So after the lecture he came to Prabhupada, he said, I am convinced that I should not eat meat. But now I am a butcher by trade. If I stop the trade, my wife and children will be in trouble. So Prabhupada said, I didn't tell you to stop your business. I just told you to chant. So whichever business you are in, chant. And not only that, but if you perform that activity immaculately well, considering the customers in mind, if you are a business, or if you are a service somewhere, then you should think about the boss. Attraction toward the fruits you are getting, if you love the work and perform it immediately well, that is as good as Yunjan Evam Sadatmanam. So those 8 hours or 10 hours, please honestly work. And those who are thoroughly honest in their behavior, they can only understand this science. And honest in the sense that whenever you are working, you are honest to the boss or customers or whatever. As soon as your work capacity increases, as soon as you are very immediately expert in your daily job, that's the best way to go to Krishna again. People have gone through work, they have gone to Krishna. In Shastra, nowhere it is said that you should stop everything. No, on the contrary, Arjuna wanted to beg. He said, I don't want to kill my uncles and gurus and etc. I want to fight. Krishna says, you have to fight. It is your nature to fight. So even if you go to the begging, in the beggars you will fight. So please continue here. But the only difference is, do it according to what I tell you to do. Again, Svanubhavam Shruti Saram Ekam. He says, I am telling you. Shruti Sar is there. I am telling you. Through Bhagavatam I am telling you. Through Bhagavatam Gita I am telling you. And please you follow. This is the essence. So there is no question of leaving the job or sitting at home or anything. On the contrary, if you perform your job very satisfactorily, in the evening you are very happy. So you are very happy. And maybe you will get nice retirement or some pension. It gives you a nice life. So there is no need of stopping anything. But please digest these teachings in a practical way. So Yunjan Evam Sada Atman, please practice always. And as soon as you do, whatever little inability you have, Vigata Yogi, Vigata Kalmasha, all these bad habits will go away. And Sukhena Brahma Sparshaj, whatever you follow from the Shastras, Sukhena Brahma Sanspasa, the Supreme Absolute Truth touches you. This is the secret of it. We don't understand this. We think that I am reading Bhagavatam, Krishna is far away in Golokrunda. The greatest mistake. And that's why we are not serious in studies. Half attentive, we are all sleeping. Please, please discard these things. It is Krishna's touch to you. And if Krishna touches you, you will be definitely tends to be very intelligent and very active. What is that? Dhru Maharaj verse is there. Yonta pravisha mamavacham imam prasuptam sanjeevayati shakti dharasvatamna anya shahasta charana shravanatvagadin pranan namo bhagavate purushayatubhyam govindamadi purusham tamaham vajam. This Dhru Maharaj. When Dhru Maharaj underwent so many austerities, you know, as a child of 5, immediately Krishna wanted to give him darshan. So he stood in front of him. And this fellow didn't know what is happening. He said, I was praying, but I was not ready. And he was completely surprised. And he didn't know what to, his mouth. He said, oh, he is here, what is to be done now? He wanted sana bilashi tapasi sthitoham. That was his condition. Sana bilashi tapasi sthitoham. He says, I was sthana abhilashi. I wanted more kingdom than my father. There is a material desire. I came for that. Sthana bilashi tapasi sthitoham. And I was situated in tapa, in austerity. We are also there. We are in austerity. Sthana bilashi. We want to marry, we want to have a house, we want to go to America. Americans want to go to Australia. This goes on. This is sthana bilashi. Tapasi sthitoham. Deva Mahindra Guhyam. You are very difficult for devas, demigods, Muni, Indra. All these cannot obtain you very easily. Praptavan, but I have got you. Says and excellently, I have got you. Sana bhirashi tapasi sthitoham. And Praptavan, Tvam Munindra, Deva Munindra Guhyam. Kacham vichinvam api divya ratnam. He gives very nice line. Kacham vichinvam. I was searching for the glass pieces and I got a jewel. Api divya ratnam, transcendent jewel I have got in front of me. Swamin kita asmasmi. I am completely satisfied now. Varam nayache. I don't want to ask anything to you. And how this came to him? What happened that when Krishna was standing in front of him, Krishna knew the poor child's condition. He is completely dumbfounded. He doesn't know what to speak. So he touched his conch shell to his head and he started speaking. And the whole Dhruva prayers are there. You know, point is that as soon as you engage yourself in the sense service of Krishna, then sukhena brahma samsparsham, with a very pleasing feeling, the Supreme Lord touches you through the literatures, through the Shastra Devata, or through darshan of the deities, or through hearing of his discourse. He is touching you. And as soon as you touch you, then Dhru Maharaj then says again, that Sanjeevayati, I become alive. My hands are alive, my legs are alive, I'm running around for you. Now how much we are running? You came here, you got up here, you are sitting here, your ears are active, everything is active. Why? Because we are discussing Krishna. This is Brahma touch, Brahman touch. Please don't forget this touch. If you devoid the touch, then you are again stone. This is the thing. So even stones also, they have the association of Ram. They were floating in the sea. Because they had association of Lord Ram. Even the stones can float. But if there is no Ram, then you are going to be drowned. This is the instruction. And he says, Anyasya hasta charana shravana, everything is active. And prana also, my breath also is very active now. And our breath is purifying the whole body unknowingly. And because we are talking about these things, the breath is very equally going on. I am speaking, my breath is a bit fast. But your breathing is also very formulated. And the equal breath will give you a beautiful body. Please try to understand this. Practically it is essential. Otherwise you end up in the hospitals and at their mercy and they carry on so many so many different whatnot. You know, so blood, sucking blood. They're sucking blood centers. Big series. Why for, man? And once they take in the evening, again next morning she stood in front of me. I was in the hospital. So I told, madam, what happened to my blood yesterday? You too. You don't want to get better? I told, there is no question of getting better. I'm just asking that you took yesterday. So now again, we have to keep an eye on your blood. But you don't have blood. And I told you, you are telling me that I don't have blood. So let me have blood, whatever I have. Again, keep an eye, my blood is gone. And you said that you don't have blood. I told her, come once a week, don't come. And she ran away and I was very angry. She went to the doctor. And doctor came. Now, you want to die? He said, are you going to survive? I may be dying today. You'll die maybe after 10 years. Or who knows, you may pass on before me. Please, please, please. Don't be victimized by these unnecessary advanced stage. Then somebody met me in, we are in Minneapolis. So he said, how old are you? I'm quite old. Later. No, but how? I said, what does it mean? We would discuss about Krishna. My old age or this or the age will not help you at all. But anyway, so are you going undergoing a checkup? You should check up your body. So I told, I don't feel anything wrong in my body. So do you check up? No, he said, every year I definitely go for checkup. And maybe there may be something wrong. So he meant it. You know? I told, I don't believe. Unless I feel something wrong, why should I go? There is no need to check. No. He said, these checkups have completely destroyed ourselves. Because then they say after 6 months you will have heart attack. Oh, after 6 months? Am I going to heart attack? Hey. Then doctor, what should I do? Start the tablets. And if you take then it may clear up, you know. Your nerve veins are full. Man, it's so simply. Because we don't go under the process, the transcendental lamp is not rekindled. We don't leave the lower modes. And this is the disease. We people at least should consider these things and we pass away. Doesn't matter, you know. What matters, man? So many businessmen are dying daily. All the shops are open. I think they wait. If he dies, I sit. And this world goes on. Without us also, it was going on. With us also, it is going on. And after us also, it should go on. And I don't worry. If I die, for me, everything dies. Why should you worry about these things? Please, carefree life and worry-free life will give you the healthy condition. Those who worry too much about the death, they die. They don't worry about the death. Coming, man. And death comes only once, is it? So I may be old, but I am dying someday, so that they will see. So before death, why should I again die? To go to here and to go around. Hey, am I already? Your pressure is alright. Your brain condition is alright. Everything is alright. That's why you're talking and walking. So what is the need? Am I alright? What do you mean, doctor? What do you mean? Am I alright? You are alright. Why are you asking him? This is because we don't have, and then we don't have capacity or tendency to go to the samsaris. Those who are undergoing unsurpassable miseries. And Karuna is absent, our mercy is completely absent. And Aha is not there, we don't speak about this Purana Guhyam. They are completely absent. There is no Guru, there is no Parampara, that is a living death. You may breathe, but without these things, your body is a breathing dead body. There are two kinds of dead bodies. One doesn't breathe, and the other one breathes. So we are other one. Please stop these things. And yunjanevam sadatmanam. Yogi vigata kanvasha. As far as yunjan, you start this practice with seriously. There won't be any difficulty in your life. And as soon as you do this, then you come to the samadarshana. You know? you are equipoised. We try to put our legs into other shoes in English. Nice. Always we should do that. The divine entities come before us. We should always think, without fail, that what he or she is feeling, why should she come to me? And as soon as we realize this, we try to understand their suffering. And it is Krishna consciousness, serious. Ordinary people, they just worry about their own anxieties. We to know the anxieties of others. For us, we have sorted out our anxieties. And this is when it happens. Then you come to Sama stage. And Sama Darshan is the best quality. Even in Sama Darshan also, we have to discriminate here and there. Now these two boys are with me. So I am really worried about whether they have taken prasadam or not. Whether they have taken shran or not. They have rested or not. So there is the same issue. So there may be some discrimination. But one thing should be the underlying principle. That we should not harm any living entity. There is Sama Darshan. And then this is one of the qualities which pleases Krishna. He says in 10th canto that if you follow these way of life, then I'll follow you. And see, is Tapayam Munim Shantam Nirvairam Samadarshana. These five qualities. And one quality, if you cultivate, all these five qualities are there. Nirapeksham. We should never expect anything from anybody. And that is completely contrary to our behavior. If I see you, how can I rob immediately? You are paying me obeisance, so I am looking at your pocket. I don't know what happens to dog. I don't want to worry. He has earned so much. If he gives me something, what's wrong? But if he doesn't give, what's wrong? This grabbing tendency. You grab from here, grab from there, grab from there, grab from there. And somebody grabs you. Anything. This is nirapeksham. And those who don't have any apeksha, those who don't expect anything from anybody, they are not worried at all. Only the apeksha gives the misery. If I think that I must get $9,000 from him, and I don't get, I cry, I shout, I scream. What is the doctor? What is he doing? And I have come from India all the way and for this. I don't want to see him. He's screaming, shouting, and so on. Why? Because I was expecting. If I don't expect anything, I am king of my situation. Please, this is the quality. We must cultivate this quality. The grabbing tendency must be absent. And to our in our limited capacity, we may be generous. We can be just generous more than what we have. But in our limited capacity. And suppose you follow this pattern of life, again you are carefree. Your veins, which are used for the blood circulation, they are not under the tension. This is what anxiety means. As soon as you have anxiety, your veins are under tension. The doctor knows more about it. I don't know much really. But the tension should not be there. The whole body is complete tension. In old age, but my hand is completely plain. No veins are visible. And I am not young. In this age, if I see somebody, their veins are coming here and here and here and here. And some lump is coming out and so this is going. I don't have any lump. I want to catch the lump, but if I don't find anywhere. It's not pride. Please. But what I in little I'm saying this seriously is the result of that. Please. These are all the sentences coming out of the experience. And coming out of the whole being. My being is speaking. I don't speak. As soon as you come to this conclusion, then nirapeksham, you don't expect it. Vigata sruha. And namani antase hata trapapanna. Narada Muni says to us, that you please. Namani Anantasya. Patan, you always chant names of Krishna. How? Hatatrapaha. You ignore the material standards. Material standards means you put on suit and you cannot raise your hand in the middle of the road. This is a material standard. You may say, hey, what are you doing? And we go, we dance, like this. Nobody objects. This is material standards we have completely ignored. Why? Because we are completely engrossed in. And that's why we don't know who tells what. I have dhoti or I have kurta or whatever. Don't worry about the clothes also. They should be clean. Whatever clothes are, they should be clean. That's it. Otherwise, simple clothing is there. I'm not unnecessarily conditioned in every field of my life. And that is hatatrapa patan. Guhyani bhadrani krutani chasmaran. He said, please, in this condition, you try to understand the mysterious, auspicious activities of Krishna. Transcendental activities of Krishna. And gam pariyata. And once you know this, gam pariyata, you go from planet to planet. Now we can't go from planet to planet. But at least we move about in this world. And then he gives two adjectives how to move. Gam pariyata, tushta manaha, completely satisfied mind. And vigata spruha, satisfied mind and no desire. That is how we should move about. No, otherwise you have come here, come on, I am doing this, who is giving this, who is that, raise your hand. I am selling aarti from Dwarka and maybe I have bought aarti here. And this aarti belongs to Dwarka dish. Come on, who is $10, yeah, you $20, you $30, you $100, a bit more again. Yeah. Unnecessary anchoring. If Dwarkadish is so powerful, then why should I be beggar for him? He is powerful, isn't he? So I told him, if you want to build your temple, we are ready to sit in your temple. So build nice temple for you. And if you don't want, we are all right in the one room. So if you want, you build your house. Suppose you are building your house. So why should I beg for Dwarkadish? He is more powerful than you. Our ignorance forces us to collect. And this collection must be stopped completely. If we don't have, simply we go on. If we have, we go on, alright. No collections. Somehow or the other, minimum things are always available. For maximum things, we have to collect. Please. And people are managing, alright. You know, we are building guest house in Rajkot. So our congregation members are coming. I told them, somehow they arrange, please, and go on. We want the building, that's it. And they are doing a very nice job. So why should I sit there and count the bricks? Please. Vigata spruha, tushta mana. Everywhere you situated yourself, spend mind, and vigata spruha, no desires. And then while doing this, while wandering around the world or whatever, and if you can't go in the world, then at least you go in your own country from city to city. Even if you can't go from city to city, in one city you are situated, go from house to house. And if you can't do that also, sit and chant, rascal, at least. Everything you have to do, tushta manaha, vigata spruha. Be satisfied in your mind. Don't hanker after, and no desires at all. And then he says, in this condition, while you are doing these activities, then please, kalam pratikshan. How nice Bhagavatam is, beautiful. We should not leave for a single second. And we people who understand Sanskrit, our languages are near, so should not leave that scripture. Dr. Sahib, you are retired. Utilize your intelligence in this. Soon we have to submit the intelligence to Krishna. You have not utilized. So this kalam pratikshan. Then I wait for my call. I wait for my death. And then again, two adjectives. How to wait for death? Vimado, without any pride. And vimatsara, without any envy. These two things will give you very satisfied death. We have to go anyway, and our transition of the body should be very, very easy. That is our desire. And as soon as it's easy, then we can just from, as we glide on from childhood to the youth, we don't feel anything. From youth to middle ages, we don't feel anything. Middle ages to old age, we don't feel anything. So the body also changes. Dhirastatanamuyati. Don't worry about it. This is the gist of the whole thing. How much to tell? It's so nice to see you all. If you have any questions, please ask free to ask. I dream. Yes, ma'am.
Raj, you were making that point about not putting anybody into anxiety or asking anything from someone. Sometimes we put people in anxiety by expecting them to be on a standard that maybe, you know, our idea is they should be on this standard. And sometimes that expectation creates anxiety.
The thing is, we are the heir apparent to the best. So frankly speaking, we don't lack anything. In our ignorance, we may feel that I have to find out this and I have to find out that. But everything is given in Prabhupada's books. That's what my experience is. So if you please go through one small book, you will get all. And even then, if you feel like asking somebody, to ask is not expectation. You know? You follow me? Expectation is something else. And it comes out of the rajoguna, passion of, mode of passion. Yours is a voluntary. You ask, you may get it. Or you try to get it from somewhere else. That is how. It is not expectation. Expectation of force. I am coming here. So as I told you, if I don't get from doctor $5,000, then I'll be after him till he gives me. That is. That is anxiety. For him also it is anxiety. For me also. But till he doesn't release, I'll be after him. Go to his house, ring him, go tell his wife, tell here, tell there, what is the doctor doing? Because it has so many connotations. Whereas if you want to ask the transcendental matters, we may get a reply, not, you know, eventually we get. And Chaitanya Guru is also inside. Krishna is also inside. If we really meditate on this, purification, and then you are really self-sufficient regarding these things. We don't go enough to Srila Prabhupada. He's given everything. Nothing is lacking. Nothing. We are not going to him. That's the trouble. And that's why even Prabhupada's disciples, they should be guiding the whole movement. But they are also wondering about here and there. I'm really painfully surprised to see. They should go to their own guru's literature. That nothing is required. So we also please try to concentrate there. And even if you want to ask, there are so many sannyasis are coming, so many elevated devotees here also they are staying. So and the question of relation comes then, who is the pure devotee? Because you have to have the association of pure devotee. So in Bhagavad it is clearly said that except you, everybody is pure. You are the only dirty man. The devotee's nature is that he doesn't want to prolong the material things. Suppose there is misunderstanding between me or Vidyananda. Always there is misunderstanding. So then I should blame myself. Then I am at the wrong end. And that material thing is completely cut off. But if I try to blame him, then he will counter-blame, then there will be fighting, then courts and barristers and solicitors. Both of you lose everything. And then the judgment comes that you have to understand in between. We are not from this clan. We don't know solicitor, We don't know judges, we don't know courts, nothing at all. And two steps we don't climb. One is solicitor steps and doctor steps. These two steps are out. As soon as we come to, we become self-sufficient in the transcendental process, which very kindly Prabhu has given. And study Swadhyaya, you know. Then in Swadhyaya, Japa, and maybe charity if we are able to do. In these three things, we should never be satisfied. Swadhyaya, Japa, Dana, Yoga. These three things, profusely we should do. Never get satisfied in studying the literature. Always you should go through. So many literatures are there, and Bhagavatam is unlimited. So please continuously go through. Don't stop this. Don't feel that I've read. No, I've studied. No. Never you study. Then Japa. In Japa also 16 rounds. Throw it away. No. Even 16 we don't. Mumble really. We mumble. Don't do that. Please sit in one place. At least 5-6 rounds. You should peacefully chant. Then you may walk into garden here and then chant. But something is unlimited chanting. And then Dana Yoga. If you are able to give charity, don't stop. Just go on. Those who give, they get it. So, and these other three things, you have to be completely satisfied. Shastra, please put the sastras into practice. And what are the other three things? If you have a wife or husband, be satisfied. Finish. Then, bhojan. What are you getting? And then, wealth, whatever wealth you get according to your endeavor and previous life's pious activities, you be satisfied in this. Never hanker after other partner and think that this partner is wrong. Every day saw the same thing. And you can never be happy. You concoct. This concoct, manogatan. Prajahati yada kaman, sarvan patha manogatan. The concoction must stop. And then done. Whatever wealth we have, it's all right. Daily we are eating, sleeping. That's more than enough. Please continue like this. And we'll completely satisfy. Jaya. Jaya Sri Prabhupada ki.